Then what happened? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Thereupon his Rabb granted his prayer. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ. And warded off their cunning snare from him. Look at this word. فَاسْتَجَابَ. استجاب. جَابَ. Root word. جِيم وَاوْبَ. It is from جَوْبَن. استجابَ means acceptance of dua, fulfilling the need. You must have read so and so is or was مُسْتَجَابُ الدَّعْوَات. مُسْتَجَابُ الدَّعْوَات is whose dua is accepted. مُسْتَجَاب. This is maf'ool, okay? Now you'll be reading this word frequently in different books, so I'll explain it to you. Yusuf prayed to his Rabb and his Rabb accepted his dua. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Thereupon his Rabb granted his prayer and warded off their cunning snare from him. Surely he hears all and knows all. First of all, there is only one being who can accept the du'as, and it is only Allah's being. No other being has this attribute. No one else can accept du'as. Now, if we believe that someone else can accept the du'as, so it will be shirk. Now tell me, we all agree it is only one being who accepts the du'as. Agree? Or is there anyone else who accepts the du'as? Tell me if there is anyone else, huh? Now my question is, if there is only one being who accepts the du'as, then how many beings we shall call or invoke? Only one, that is Allah. And that is why we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Also besides Allah, never ever call anyone for help, otherwise it becomes shirk. Why? Because dua is ibadah. Invocation is ibadah. Like it is said, ad-dua mukhul ibadah. Translation, invocation is the essence of worship. It is the cream, extract, summary, drain, origin. Meaning the best part of ibadah, worship, is dua. Like it is said, ad-dua hiya al-ibadah. Dua, that is supplication, is by itself worship. Now when you're doing a dua, you are in a state of ibadah. Tell me, who is worthy of ibadah? You see, if you are in a state of ibadah, you're worshipping. While doing dua, you are in a state of ibadah. So then tell me, who is worthy of ibadah? Only Allah. Now tell me, what is the summary or call of the invitation, da'wah of all the prophets? Tell me, huh? Allah ta'budu illa iyyah. Do not worship anyone except who? Allah. This is the summary. That is, ibadah is only for Allah. Now what was the fault of other nations, huh? It was that they associated others with Allah, and thus punishment came to them, to the previous nations. So we too are taught that worship only Allah, do dua to him. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. Calling him is the truth. And those who call others, they do not listen to their duas. Remember, like it is said, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. It comes in Surah Yusuf, verse 106. وَلَا تَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ. And invoke not besides Allah any such that will neither profit you nor harm you. فَإِن فَعَلْتَ, but in case if you did so, فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. You shall certainly be one of the wrongdoers, and it is only Allah who can remove the trials from you. And then it is further explained, Surah Yunus, verse 107, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِالضُّرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. And if Allah touches you with harm, there is none who can remove it but He, لا إله إلا هو. And then this verse says, فَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. If He, Allah, intends any good for you, There is none who can repel his favor. Yusibu bihi man yasha'u min ibadihi, which he causes to reach whomsoever of his slaves he wills. Wa huwa al-ghafurur rahim, and he is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. It comes elsewhere, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Indeed, those whom you call besides Allah, they are slaves like you. They are servants like you. They are a creation. فَدْعُوهُمْ, so call them. فَاسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They should then respond to your call if you are truthful. If they don't respond, so it is useless to call them. This should be clear to all of us. Okay? Only trust Allah, never to ask anyone except Allah, never wait that some other being is going to accept your du'as. Only Allah accepts your du'as, because du'a is ibadah, and to associate others in ibadah is straying. So therefore said, فَمَنْ أَذَلُّ, who can be more astray than مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, who calls others besides Allah, مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, who cannot respond to him till the day of Qiyamah. That is, who calls others besides Allah, so he cannot respond till the day of Qiyamah. هُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ, and they are totally unaware of their call. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسِ, and when people will be gathered together, كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَى, they will become their enemies. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ, and they will deny their ibadah. After this is clear, we'll see whose du'as are accepted. Whose du'as are accepted? You see, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever calls me, I hear their du'as. Like it comes, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَانِي. When my slave asks you concerning me, say, indeed, I'm near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَانِي, when he calls me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي, so he should obey me. He should also answer me. That is, he should also obey Allah. It means when Allah Ta'ala gives a command, so he should obey. What does this show? That is, Allah Ta'ala listens all the time. Every moment he is listening. And when is our dua not accepted? When we disobey Allah. Mostly all the sins become a hindrance in the acceptance of duas. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and they should believe in me, trust me, obey my word, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that they are rightly guided. So you see, sins and haram rizq becomes a hindrance to the acceptance of the du'as. Narration from Muslim, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, a person who travels from a distant land, disheveled in hair, laden in dust, whose clothes are torn, he is tired and he raises his hand and he says, O my Rab, but anna yustajabu lahu, how will his dua be accepted when his food is haram, his drink is haram, and his clothes are haram? Anna yustajabu lahu. Now remember, never think that we keep on doing haram work, we cannot leave them, and we'll tell some other people to do dua for us. And this is what is happening. People think we are doing haram deeds, which we cannot leave, but go to other people and tell them to do dua for us. So those who do not do dua for themselves, then others' duas too do not benefit them either. For example, Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. You see, he pleaded for the nation of Lut. He prayed, but his dua was not accepted. Then also Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua for Azar, his father, when he said, لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ رَبِّي, surely I will definitely seek forgiveness for you from my Rabb. And also he said, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي, O Allah, forgive my father. But that dua was not accepted. Then Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam asking his Rabb in favor of his son. O Allah, he was my son. But Allah Ta'ala stopped him to talk about the son. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ, indeed, he is not from your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ, indeed, his deeds were not righteous. So if we want others who do dua for us to be accepted, then we too have to do dua for ourselves. And if we want that our duas are accepted and we become mustajabud dawat, so then we have to leave all the haram and strive for halal. Also, sometimes we have a lot, we have everything and we think that we do not need to do dua. We have food to eat, a house to live, all the luxuries. So why should we pray to Allah? We don't need anything. And then we stop praying or doing dua. But then what happens? Allah Ta'ala sends such trials or misfortunes that that person sees loss in his health, wealth, strength. And then what happens? He has to do ruju to Allah. So the sins or haram has become the hurdle in the path to remove this obstacle, okay? Once a lady came to me with some issues and she was very upset, depressed, and she said, give me some good advice what to do, or give me some duas to read, and what should I read? So first of all, I asked her, do you offer salah 5 times? She said, no, I don't. So I said, this is the biggest problem, that we are not fulfilling the first and foremost farz. We are heedless to it, and we are displeasing Rabb so many times in a day. So how will His mercy come to us? Why would He ease our difficulties? We don't offer salah 5 times, and then we say our dua is not accepted. You see, Allah Ta'ala calls us 5 times a day. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to salah, come to goodness, come towards success. So salah is not just to offer salah, but also to gain success, to be worthy of Allah's mercy. So be regular in salah, okay? Anyway, then I told that lady that wazifas are not important, but be punctual in your salah and then do dua. After, especially farz salah. Dua is accepted after farz salah. No need to do such wazifas, okay? And then you will see the difference. You see, shaitan leads us towards the secondary things, and he makes us heedless of the farais. So people in some trials or hardships, when they go to such people and ask what to do, so they give a list of wazifas to them. Now why I'm telling you all this is because those who come towards deen, then what happens? People turn to them with their issues and problems, and they ask for its solutions and ask for wazifas especially. So before telling them anything, make them punctual in their farais. First of all, if people ask you for some wazifas, tell them to be regular in your farais. Leave bad conduct, backbiting, lying, bad language. Many issues will be solved. Now tell me, why aren't hearts satisfied or at peace? Because the hearts are burdened with sins. We don't do tawbah, nor do we leave the sins. We disobey Allah, and then we want a magic wand to get everything. Now here you see all the prophets called Allah. They called Rabb, and Allah accepted their duas. First of all, I'll start from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. When he forgot, he immediately called his Rabb, and he said, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 23. Translation: O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be from the losers. So here, if you look at the words, he is not directly seeking astaghfar, that, O Allah, you forgive me. His only the acknowledgement. He acknowledges his forgetfulness by saying, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. So remember, if you want your duas to be accepted and be worthy of Allah's mercy, then for that you have to acknowledge your sins. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala really forgives you. That if, O Allah, you did not forgive us, did not send mercy, then we will be in loss. Also, it tells us that if one is not forgiven, that not only he sees the worldly hardships, but also that person sees evil consequences in Akhira as well. Then see Nuh alayhi salam, he made a dua. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا.
Surah Nuh, verse 26.
And the dua was accepted. O Rabb, do not leave upon this earth the house of kafirs, or do not leave upon this earth any kafir, any disbeliever. And the dua was accepted as it is. Not a single zalim, kafir, or his house was spared. All were destroyed with their belongings and wealth, except Nuh and his followers. They were saved. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made a dua, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. O our Rabb, send or raise from among them who? A messenger. And then another dua, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا.
Surah Ibrahim, verse 40.
O my Lord, make me one of who performs as-salah, and also from my offspring. O our Lord, and accept my invocation. And then another dua that he made, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا.
Surah Ibrahim, verse 35.
O my Rabb, make the city one of peace. And then, فَجَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ.
Surah Ibrahim, verse 37.
Incline the hearts of some people towards them. So all these duas that he made, they were accepted. Also he said, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ ثَمَرَاتِ. And provide them what? ثَمَرَاتِ, fruits. First of all, tell me who prays like this for their future generations. Huh? We only pray for our children, their school, their job, their health. Huh? But never ever we think about their deen, and then we never think about their future generations. Huh? So always pray that, O Allah, make my generation Muslimin, good Muslims. You see, at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, only believers were saved. Then what happened? Corruption started in his generations. Then nation of Ad was destroyed. Again, corruption started in the descendants of the believers. Then Samuds were destroyed. Again, corruption started, one after another. So we too should think that, God forbid, what if a kafir or a fajr is born in our descendants? So specially do this dua that, O Allah, keep Islam in our descendants. Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed such. And for this, he prayed for a Rasul to be sent, who can reform them. That is, they should be Muslims and send such people to them who keep them firm on the path of truth. And then also he did not only pray for their deen, but also for their dunya goodness, that make this a peaceful city, give them samarat, and then Muslims are born in his generation. Make this city, Makkah, peaceful. And the house that I'm making, O Allah, your house, so incline people's heart towards it. And then make my offsprings punctual in salah. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. So all his duas were accepted. Then Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, he became very sick for many years. And then his dua was also accepted. And what did he pray? رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 83.
Translation, O my Rabb, verily pain and illness has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. And as soon as he prayed, he got healthy, and his dua was accepted. Then Yunus alayhi salam called his Rabb when he was swallowed by a fish. What did he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin.
Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 87.
None has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah. Glory be to you above all that evil they associate with you. Truly I have been from the wrongdoers. And then what happened? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah accepted his dua too, and he saved him from distress. Then Musa alayhi salam left Egypt, and on reaching Madian, the dua he did was, رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ.
Surah Al-Qasas, verse 24.
O my Rabb, Surely I am in desperate need of whatever good that you may send down to me. And then what happened? Within 24 hours, Allah Ta'ala provided him what? Food, shelter, and that was a foreign land. And also he got a wife, he got married, huh? Then Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, hunalika da'a Zakariya rabbahu. When Zakariya alayhi salam saw different kinds of food, rizq near Maryam alayhi salam in her praying chamber, so he asked, where do you get all this? And they were, you know, all unseasonal fruits. So he asked, where do you get all this? Qalat huwa min indillah. She said, this is from Allah. Now he thought, if Allah Ta'ala can give this girl who sits here alone and worships Allah, then why can't he give me? You see, he was old. His wife was old and also barren. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. He prayed, O Allah, give me a pious offspring. And Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua and he gave him a son, Yahya alayhi salam, who was very obedient, dutiful to his parents. Especially it is mentioned in the Quran, Baram bivalidehi. And it was the result of his dua. Like, we never ask for such duas, that O Allah, make them pious. And this dua, that O Allah, make our offsprings pious, you should start this dua before the child is born, okay? Rabbi habli bin as-salihin. Then dua of Maryam alayhi salam's mother. Rabbi inni nazartu laka ma fi batani fataqabbal minni. And what happened? You see, no other example in history that a woman worshipping in Haykal, and she's chosen. It never ever happened before. Regarding her, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Maryamu, inna Allah hastafaki wa taharaki wa stafaki ala nisa'il alameen. That indeed, Allah has chosen you, purified you, and He chose you above all the women of the world. So this was the acceptance of Maryam alayhi salam's mother's dua. And out of the way that women, they were not chosen for going and worshipping there in Haykal. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. So Allah Ta'ala accepted it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam's dua, رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Surah Taha, verse 114. Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua. Then for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did this dua, رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. And then said, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. O Allah, send a Rasul from among them. And what does this mean? وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He teaches them the book and hikmah. So you see, all the prophets called Allah alone, no one else. And the prophets, they are a role model for us, who we have to follow. So we too have to call only Allah, and while calling Him, we should have this hope for the acceptance and never ever despair. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّا. It comes in Surah Maryam. Verse number 4. That, O my Rabb, I've never been disappointed in my prayer to you. Like, there is more trust in asking than more chances of acceptance. The prophets are the best role models and example for us. And also never ever think, because they are prophets, very pious, so their duas were accepted, and our duas, they will not be accepted. No. You know, when the Muslims at one occasion, they did this dua, they prayed that, maybe it was at the moment of Battle of Badr, is tastaghisuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum. When you were calling your Rabb, so He accepted your dua. And He helped you with the angels. And Allah Ta'ala listens to His slaves. He accepts the call of His slaves. The du'as of mu'mins are accepted as well. And you know, in hadith it states that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with His slave who does not ask Him, who does not do du'a. Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. Surely, he who does not ask from Allah, Allah's anger is upon him. So always call Allah, keep calling Him. Either it will be accepted as it is, whatever you ask, you'll get it, or any misfortune will be averted. Rasulullah ﷺ said, duas ascend towards the sky, and from the sky some trials descend, and in the middle both have a clash or a fight, and which has more strength, it overcomes. This was just a gist, okay? So if the dua is more strong, the trial is averted. And if the dua is just done lazily with no enthusiasm, a dua of heedless heart, then such duas Allah Ta'ala does not listen, okay? And then we say, oh, we ask so much, why is not heard? Why is this dua not accepted, huh? But we never reflect upon the way we are asking or doing the dua. We're looking here and there, thinking of something, huh? So number one, either what you ask, that will be granted to you. Or number two, any misfortune is removed because of the dua. Or number three, it will be stored for the hereafter. And on the day of Qiyamah, when man will see his duas in the form of good deeds, because you know dua is an ibadah, then he will wish, if none of my dua was accepted in the dunya, and I would get the recompense for all of it here today. So always do dua excessively. Why? Because there is only one thing that can change destiny, and that is dua. That is why there is no need to despair. Now sometimes we ask one thing and then something else happens. So do not regard that thing bad for you either, okay? Because it can be that Allah Ta'ala wishes to give you some other thing which is good for you. Like Yusuf alayhi salam, although he asked himself for this jail or prison, but this very jail became a means of all the progress that was to take place in his life. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Thereupon his Rabb granted his prayer and warded off their cunning snare from him. Surely he hears all and knows all. So then he was sent to jail. But you see, this prison became the source of his future progress. So it so happened that it came into everyone's heart that he should be sent to jail. Then what happened? ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ. Still, even after all the evidence they had seen, that is of his innocence and the guilt of other women, لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ, they thought it proper to send him to prison for a while. Even after all the evidence they had seen, that who was on mistake. So what was the result? What did they decide? How to look after so many women? It's best to send Yusuf to jail. لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ, they thought it proper to send him to prison for a while. Send him to prison for a time, for a while, so that it is forgotten. Now you see, his innocence was proven. The wife of the minister, she herself said, فَاسْتَعْصَمَا, he escaped. She said this herself. Then number two, that man who witnessed against her, when we read Shahida Shahidum min Ahliha in verse 26, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا, one member of her own family bore witness. And then also the women saying with their own tongues what was in their hearts. But despite the one who is innocent, he is getting punishment. Now here you must note, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ in verse 35, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ, six things come in this, okay? What are the signs? Six things come under this. Number one, Yusuf alayhi salam's fitra, or you can say his natural purity, inborn purity. It was in his fitra, strong establishment of his moral integrity. Number two, his innocent state. Number three, the state of the shirt. Number four, decision of the witness. Number five, the husband blaming or accusing the women, also his own wife, when he said, إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَزِيمٌ, verse 28. Then number six, the minister requesting Yusuf alayhi salam, أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا, verse 29. that turn away from them. Now all these are signs to show his innocence. But despite all, he was sent to jail. And when he went to jail, this was another trial. You see, he was a prey to what? Envy of his own brothers. And then he was thrown in the well. Then he became a slave. And here you see, both physical as well as spiritual trials are coming to him. Then he was separated from his father, deprived of his father's love. Then after that, the women tried to seduce him and then slandered him. And then many women tried to seduce. First, there was one woman who tried to seduce, and then many women. And now he reached the prison. Life, wealth, love, honor, all is being sacrificed. But jail was a turning point. You remember what I told you yesterday? Al-amru idha daqa ittasa'a. What other punishment can be given after this, huh? And now from this darkness, light comes out. This jail, this prison, it becomes a stairway towards future progress.